We're back for the final segment of Your House, broadcast live on the Essential Talk Network. I'm your host, Pamela Clark, and our guest is Duncan McKinley, director of the Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada. Duncan, we've got time for just a few more questions, and we've got so many postings, so I think we'll have to save most of them for tomorrow.
No problem.
One of the ones at the top is from Anonymous, what percentage of people get Tourette's? And Duncan was mentioning that earlier in the show that currently I think it's maximum 3% of the population would have Tourette's.
Some people are going that high. The official stance of the foundation right now is half of 1%, 1 in 200.
Okay, half of 1%. And the person, Anonymous, says get Tourette's. Now, getting implies that it might be contagious, but I think it's just hereditary. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
Again, the genes aren't exactly understood right now, but one theory that has a fair bit of support is the idea that mom will have one gene and dad will have one gene. And these genes are what they call 50% penetrant. And this is just a theory, mind you, but it seems to fit the available facts well. And by 50% penetrant, what I mean is that half the time, 50% of the time, the parent might show some symptoms, like a little bit of distractibility, a little bit of a nervous habit, you know, getting stuck on things a little bit, but they wouldn't have full-blown Tourette's. And for the person, for their child to have Tourette's syndrome, they both have to pass on the genes. And so in the person with Tourette's, they would be what they call homozygous, so they would have both of these genes together.
Okay, and Margaret from Regina, her question was, is Tourette's an inherited affliction? And the answer would be definitely yes.
Yeah.
From June, quickly, does someone with Tourette's always have the same symptoms, or do their individual symptoms change with time?
That's a very good question, and yes, they do change with time. I've got that tick right now. It's sort of almost a laugh tick, and I've just developed it in the last week or so. I seem to have certain symptoms that have become more or less a permanent repertoire that at this point they're like old friends, and I go off on a road trip for a little while, and I might not see them for a while, but then they'll come back again and see how I'm doing and head off again. And they'll do what's called in clinical literature wax and wane. They'll you know, a certain symptom will increase for a while and then maybe decrease again. But she's absolutely right, the different completely different, totally new symptoms can appear throughout life. And because I mentioned there's a learning component to Tourette syndrome, you know, you may have started a new job that, like for example, I noticed when I had very motoric jobs, summer jobs, I had a lot of motor tics. But as soon as I became a graduate student and started doing a lot of verbal presenting and such, my vocal tics took over. So if I decided next week to go, I don't know, join a shipyard or something, but, you know, my tics would probably change again based on the experiences, the motor experiences I was having there.
Well, if you join a shipyard, you'd probably end up swearing a bit more.
Yeah, I thought you were very brave, by the way, to have someone who's, you know, one of the symptoms of his disorder is, you know, sudden involuntary swearing on a live TV or on a live radio program.
Oh, that's fine. And, you know, just I can't do it,
Steve,
you know?
Well, I've had people
I might think it, Duncan, but I'm not allowed to say it.
I've had people come up to me before with $20 and a script and point at a person and say, come on, man, please, you'd get away with it. No, not going to use my disorder. There's a couple things I want to mention quickly if I've got a minute.
You've got 1 minute, and then we're going to have to hold everything for tomorrow's show.
Okay. I wanted to make mention about the nicotine research that's very big right now, and I also wanted to make mention about the strep throat research is very big right now, so maybe I can hold both of those for tomorrow.
Duncan, you're going to have to save them tomorrow, and we've also got lots of postings we didn't address. We'll address them on tomorrow's show, part two, or the bride of Tourette syndrome, I guess we could call it. I don't know. Duncan McKinley, a director of the Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll see you tomorrow, Duncan.
Take care.
I'm Pamela Clark, host of Your Health.